The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. Athletes collapsing, but the media wants to deny that it's true. Elon Musk poisoned by COVID shots, according to Elon Musk. And the future globalist plan. All in this show, jam-packed full of very interesting stuff. You don't want to miss this show. The vaccine is the biggest disaster on humanity. And the globalists, what do they want? They just want more, more, more. Because they love and care about you. Because don't you know that the globalist rich elite who hate families and Christianity are the most caring people for society? Didn't you know that? Anti-Christian, anti-family people care about children and your family and individuals more than anybody on the planet. They just care so much for you. That's why they do what they're doing. That's what they tell you. It's amazing. How can anyone believe? I'll move on because I've got a lot to fit into this show. So the fact checkers tried to cover up the evidence of thousands of athletes collapsing from heart attacks after the vaccine, mostly because of what happened in the NFL. And they know that will wake up way too many people. So now they really are trying as hard as they can to act like it's not happening. It's unbelievable that they can even attempt to do this. But now they just flat out lie. They get presented with the truth, and I'm going to give you Pearson Sharp, who presents the fact checkers, who are not actual fact checkers. If you hear fact checker, that means professional liar or professional propagandist, usually paid by the government in some sort of way, or a news organization that is actually working with the FBI or the CIA and the deep state. So a news organization working with the deep state pays someone to fact check, but not really, to make sure the propaganda of the government and the liberal media, which is part of the government propaganda, gets spread. They are professional liars, professional propagandists. Anyone who claims to be a fact checker is one of those. I don't think there's... Who runs around claiming to be... what they do is they fact check. But they're not. They don't fact check the liberal media, which tells you everything you need to know. How come the fact checkers never fact check CNN or MSNBC? You'll never see these fact checkers fact checking CNN or MSNBC. Never. They only fact check the truth and then try to lie to you and tell you, oh, these people over here that are telling you the truth, they fact check individuals, like something that's just spreading on the internet. That's what they try to do. Or they'll fact check news organizations that are truth teller organizations, the ones that give you the actual truth, and they will be there to try to get the masses, don't look. These people are saying this, and we're telling you it's a lie. Don't even look. And the masses that have been blinded, a lot of them, they don't want to look. They run to like fact checkers, or they run to CNN or MSNBC to be lied to. They don't want to change their worldview. They have a worldview. They know it's on shaky grounds. They know it's not going to withstand any scrutiny. That's why they don't ever argue. That's why they have the policy, don't talk politics or religion with me, because they can't stand on any ground and defend their positions on politics or religion. So they just get angry and hateful because they can't defend what they believe when someone challenges them with actual truth. So they just get angry and call people names, and they'll say something and act like they're arguing with you, but they're usually called drive-by arguers. They'll throw out their point, and then as soon as you're going to respond, no, I'm not talking about this, and then they run away. They're drive-by arguers because they can't hear your side. It's not just because they know they can't win the argument. It's not just that. If they're afraid you're going to say something so undefeatable, which they know you probably can do, that they would, if they acknowledge it, would have to change. So they run away from you, and then they go to CNN and MSNBC and say, please, this person has been making me second guess everything about what I believe. Please, CNN, please, MSNBC, give me confirmation that you think the same way as me. Please, please, just lie to me. I don't even care. I don't need the truth. Just lie to me. Tell me that Biden actually beat Donald Trump. I know he didn't, but just lie and say it was a fair election. Please just say it. And then they do. They get that. And they're like, oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness CNN's there to lie to me. Thank goodness MSNBC's there to lie to me and the Washington Post and the New York Times, because I wouldn't know what to do. I'm not exaggerating. That really is how they feel. They get relief to be lied to, and they know they're being lied to. Deep down, they know. All right. Here is what they were talking about, the cover-up of the thousands of athletes. Pearson Sharp with a great report. Take a look.
Despite overwhelming evidence, the mainstream media continues to cover up and deny reports of thousands of healthy athletes collapsing from heart attacks after getting the COVID vaccine. Here's one America's Pearson Sharp.
Who fact-checks the fact-checkers? Short answer, we do. For the last 3 years, One America News has tirelessly fought to bring you the real news and report on the truth, no matter how much the left tries to censor us. Since One America News exposed these experimental population-control drugs, it's no surprise the fact-checkers have made OAN one of their prime targets for disinformation. But no matter how much lipstick you put on a pig, you can't hide the fact that this pig is actually a state-of-the-art bioweapon designed to kill millions of people. And that's just what they're doing. The Associated Press and Reuters have tried to cover this up and failed. And now the AFP, the Agence France-Presse, is taking their turn at suppressing the life-saving information we're reporting here at OAN. Back in March of 2022, I reported on how some 769 athletes from around the world have collapsed during a game on the field, most of them due to cardiac arrest. This is a factual statement. The stories are true and verifiable. Well, that's never stopped the mainstream media from trying to cover them up. And on January 10th, the AFP reached out to ask for our sources. We responded with 18 pages of links to sources and articles about the hundreds of young athletes who have died in the past 2 years. And for good measure, I threw in some articles about other young, healthy people who also died mysteriously from cardiac arrest. And yet, surprise, surprise, when they published their article, they claimed, "We never responded." When I pointed this out on Twitter, the author reached out and apologized and asked me to send the list again. I did. And what do you know? They still claimed there was no evidence of hundreds of athletes dying on the field, despite hundreds of articles I sent them about athletes literally dying on the field. Par for the course. They deny as long as they can. And when they can't deny anymore, they just lie. Well, we don't. One America News is committed to reporting the facts, and the facts in this case are inescapable. On your screen now are just a handful of the nearly 1,700 professional and amateur athletes who have collapsed from heart attacks since they were forced to take the deadly COVID vaccines. 1,148 of them died. The average age of the athletes who died from cardiac arrest is just 23 years old. Some are much younger. There is literally no way to claim these people didn't die or claim they didn't die suddenly or unexpectedly. These are the fittest people alive, and they're dropping like flies. Reuters and AP and other fact-checkers insist that athletes have always died suddenly, and this is nothing new. Quite simply, that's a lie too. The fact is, the deaths of athletes over the past 2 years is 1,696% above average. That's not normal. That's not average. That's not something that just happens, no matter how many articles they put out claiming otherwise. Our young men and women, athletes literally the healthiest, strongest people alive are falling down dead in record numbers. And there's only one variable from the last 2 years that none of them want to talk about. They try to blame it on a condition called commotio cordis, which happens when a player is hit hard on the breastbone, causing cardiac arrest. There are roughly 20 to 30 cases every year. But in over 100 years of football, that's never happened once. Before the COVID jabs were rolled out, an average of 29 soccer players suffered from cardiac arrest every year. After the vaccines were unleashed, that number shot up to 1,600 heart attacks, or 800 every year. From 29 a year to 800. That's just for athletes, the ones who make the headlines. This is happening to the rest of us too. These deaths are caused by myocarditis and pericarditis, side effects which are known to be caused directly from taking the vaccines. Even the CDC is now admitting they have a safety concern over the use of the Pfizer vaccines and that there appears to be an increased risk for stroke after people get injected. The media would love you to believe it's all just a coincidence. These athletes are dying of coincidence. Well, this coincidence has killed millions of people.
They do want you to think it's just coincidence. That's Pearson Sharp, who does a great job. And don't forget that the athletes are that he and the numbers he's talking about are ones that have died. There's been tons of athletes that have collapsed that have not died, that are not even making it into those statistics. Who knows what the statistics would be with the ones who collapse, are sent to the hospital, and survive. There's lots of people that have been collapsing and surviving, too. How long will they survive if they have myocarditis? Who knows? Because it's probably going to happen again, maybe in a year or two. But they do. They want to say it's a coincidence. But don't worry. The left has got it covered. They've got you covered for all the people who want to believe it's a coincidence. Take a look.
Are you or a loved one suffering from a medical coincidence? You want proper medical care, but you don't want people sniffing around asking a whole bunch of questions about what might be causing your problem. At the Kauffman Institute for Coincidence, we won't look into the cause of your heart or other problem. We'll just fix it. That's right. We promise to only look at your symptoms. We won't get all curious looking for causes, because that could get your employer or your doctor into some legal hot water. And nobody wants that. At Kauffman, we understand that coincidence is now the leading cause of death.
Hey, we've got another coincidence over here.
If we want to operate at the speed of science, there's no time for looking for causes. No pesky questions about drugs or vaccines you may have been given. At Kauffman, we specialize in the effects and leave the causes to the conspiracy theorists. And let's be honest, we know the cause anyway. It was a coincidence, right? For each new patient, Kauffman's talented team of doctors strap on their blinders and look directly at the problem area, usually the heart, just like the CDC recommends. Our main campus now treats myocarditis, blood clots, heart arrhythmia, stroke, heart attack, magnetic skin, difficulty breathing, full body blisters and burning, convulsions, kidney failure, memory loss, cancer, sudden death, and much, much more. Give your coincidence the attention it deserves, but not the wrong kind of attention. At Kauffman. Schedule your appointment today at kauffmancoincidence.com and receive a doctor's note with a real sciencey sounding explanation to provide to your anti-vax friends, proving to them it was definitely not the vaccine that caused your coincidence. Kauffman, because coincidences happen pretty much all the time.
There you go, folks. Oh, let me jump ahead, though, to InfoWars now, because Elon Musk is saying that he was poisoned by the COVID shot and is revealing that now. And even his family members. This comes from InfoWars. Take a listen to this.
Ladies and gentlemen, incredible developments have happened since I was last live with you Friday afternoon. Elon Musk has come out, the full article in his tweets that have something like 15 million retweets, hundreds of thousands of responses. Is completely viral. He has now revealed the reason he really woke up with the shots is when he took the second one, it almost killed him. He had to take it to go to Germany and look at his Tesla facilities there. Then his cousin, who's very young and a sports guy, almost died and has myocarditis and is destroyed. And then there were just hundreds of thousands of people saying, my daughter died, my mother died, my brother died, I've had a heart attack, I'm in a wheelchair, posting their medical records. It's over the top. But we've also got the Federal Reserve and the Central Bank here in the United States, the FDIC, preparing to do this.
Canadian veteran and political activist Jeremy McKenzie, known as the Raging Dissident, was just notified that he can no longer do banking in Canada.
As part of ending a relationship towards it today, you're not to visit any of the Scotiabank branches or bank premises in person without first getting written consent in advance from the bank, from management. So
I'm banned from the bank.
But it doesn't matter if you are a political activist or an obedient sheep, because the banks are planning on taking all of your money to
hold on. I'm going to pause it there. So we're transitioning from Elon Musk to, well, the globalists want more and more and more, but this is part of the plan. I don't know if they'll fully carry out the bail-ins, but the debanking of people fits is perfect. It's exactly what the mark of the beast system will be. The mark of the beast system is a system where you have a mark in order to have a bank, to be able to buy or sell, to buy groceries, or to even work, buy or sell. I would assume that that also means you're not going to be able to be employed if you don't take the mark. So this is obviously the beginning stages of what they want to do to the entire world. You obey or you can't buy or sell. You can't feed your family. You will starve to death. That's so either take the mark or starve. And that's why the vast majority of people, when this happens during the tribulation period, will actually take the mark. A lot of people will be willing to do it. They won't even care. But the rest, it's just like with the COVID jab. It's just a preview, the COVID jab. It works. See, the people that gave in to the COVID jab to save their job showed them, yes, this works. This is what we can do in the future. For sure it works. So let me go back to the Reese report. Take a listen.
Pay off their debts.
I mean, it's a little bit conflicted, right? I mean, it's important that people understand they can be bailed in, but you don't want a huge run on the institution. But they have, I mean, they're going to be. That's
the FDIC currently has less than $200 billion in assets to insure over $9 trillion. That's just 1.3%. They know that a system collapse is coming, and they are already planning for bail-ins. As trust begins to fail, the people will begin to withdraw their funds, which will only guarantee a banking collapse. This is known as a bank run. In 2012, the International Monetary Fund, known for their reputation of coercion, violence, and extortion, published staff discussion notes entitled From Bailout to Bail-In, Mandatory Debt Restructuring of Systemic Financial Institutions. After the 2008 crisis, the world learned what a bailout is. Trillions of taxpayer dollars printed out of thin air to pay off the bankers' bad habits. It was hugely unpopular, but pales in comparison to a bail-in. So what exactly is a bail-in? It is officially obfuscated with elaborate equations, but to put it simply, it is when the bank steals your money directly from your account. They called it haircuts when they did it in Cyprus back in 2013, which the courts later ruled was legit. And a recent video on TikTok shows that the new bail-ins may have already begun.
So I'm a Bank of America and everybody's missing money. I'm also missing money over $1,300 and they're telling me to call customer service. And they keep hanging up on people. There's another person here who's also missing money. So we're trying to see what's going on. Money's missing today, and we need our money. And they're already telling us to call customer service.
And customer service ain't doing nothing about it. So just a heads up, if anybody's experiencing this, please let us know, because this is not right. I'm missing $1,400 from my account, and they're telling me that there's no way they can help us. This guy's missing money too. This other person is missing money too. And he's like, you missing money too? There you go. So this is not something that's just one person. This is everybody's happening to them. And this is crazy. This is very crazy. Yes, Bank of America decided to take people's money without their consent. And we're asking what's going on, and they're giving us a runaround.
All right. You heard Alex Jones say they're testing, and I think he's 100% right. What that is just one bank. They're testing to see the reaction. And if there's not a big enough reaction, they'll keep going forward. If there's a massive reaction just by one bank, it could actually push them back to where, like, well, I don't know if we can get away with this right now. I don't know if we can do that. That's what they do. They test to see your reaction. It's just like I told people, the mask thing is a test. They're testing to see if you'll allow your constitutional rights to be wiped away. They do this all the time. They test to see, are the American people a bunch of wimps, and will they allow us to do this? And if they get the answer yes, they'll go forward. If this turns into a big, big scandal and all these people went ballistic, then they will back off. That's all it is. And I don't know which way it'll go. Let me quickly, I'm running out of time, give you what happened to the World Economic Forum. This is from War Room and Dr. Naomi Wolf's reaction. This is the globalists again, wanting more and more and more. They want to do more vaccines and do multiple vaccines. Multiple, because they know if they keep giving you mRNA, no matter what it's for, if they change all the vaccines to mRNA and then give you multiple ones, each time they give you one, it slowly will destroy your immune system and you will die at some point. Take a look.
You need to know who's been vaccinated and who hasn't been. Some of the vaccines that will come on down the line will be multiple. There'll be multiple shots. So you've got to have, for reasons to do with the healthcare more generally, but certainly for a pandemic or for vaccines, you've got to have a proper digital infrastructure.
Naomi Wolf, thank you for joining us. Boy, you warned us about this. I think it was, I'm going to pick a random date. I think it was in 2020. That was Tony Blair yesterday. We had Nor Bin Laden and Joe Allen on yesterday, because this is one of the more important of all the panels and all the talks at Davos. Naomi, it was a called shot by you. Tell us what Tony Blair laid out yesterday, ma'am.
Well, he laid out something that's been in their map since before the pandemic. They have planned for this digital infrastructure that would track everyone everywhere forever since the late 2010s.
I've got to end it there. She says so much more, but basically that's, again, the mark of the beast system, where they track everything. You will not be able to do anything, and they can use medical reasons like, well, you're not, we need to have to know everyone who's been vaxxed, then they can bring in a new pandemic in order to push it forward. It all comes together as the setup for the mark of the beast, showing that these globalists are workers of Satan. That's what they are. They are working to push Satan's final government before Jesus returns to put them all in their place. Jesus ain't going to return for grace and mercy, just so you know. When Jesus returns at the end of the tribulation, it isn't a nice return. It's not preached that way. People don't understand that. The end of grace happens during the tribulation. Your grace will be gone. If you've taken the mark, you don't get grace. It's over for you if you take the mark. No grace. You're done. And people don't understand. Jesus is just. He's a judge. The mercy comes now. You better get the mercy now. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya! Hey guys, does it ever feel like you're not getting the full story from the media? Well, of course you're not, but does it feel like there are dark and sinister forces driving national events and global events? Oh yeah, and you might even want to go behind the deep state. Well, that's the show we have for you, Behind the Deep State. It's hosted by Alex Newman. You really have to check it out. Great in-depth stuff about what's going on with the deep state. Go to thenewamerican.com and check out Behind the Deep State.